In Jesus' most agonizing moments before his crucifixion, he commanded Peter, James, and John to watch and pray. Jesus then went on to moments of fervent prayer in the garden. Unfortunately, those disciples failed in their assignment, and Jesus found them sleeping instead of praying. In this study, evangelist Scott Pauley will lead us and challenge us to watch and pray, to pray faith-filled prayer for God to move and work in our generation. Be sure to listen after the study for details about a special prayer resource Scott is making available through this series. And now, let's join Scott Pauley.
We've come today to the end of our study. I hope not the end of your study of the Word of God and this word, watch and pray, but the end of this series. We've come to the end of the recorded references in Scripture to watch and pray, and we, more than that, have come to what the Bible calls the end of all things. Here's the end. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Here's the end. Let's get to the bottom line. The bottom line is this world is coming to an end very shortly, and we're going to be with God. And if that's true, we ought to be wide awake, and we ought to be watching and praying. You know, these New Testament references to watch and pray really are fascinating because they help you look. They help you look in the right direction. They help you look up. Remember all the emphasis on prayer? They help you look within, the emphasis that we studied last time in 1 Thessalonians 5 on purity, keeping our hearts right with God, the faith and the love and the hope, these divine filters on our mind. But now, when you come to 1 Peter chapter 4, this watch and pray also helps you to look out, to look not just at yourself, but to look at people. It's a very relational portion of Scripture. Peter brings us back to Jesus and back to the fact that we're surrounded by people who need Jesus. So what should we consider? Well, let's just walk through the passage on this closing lesson on watch and pray. 1 Peter chapter 4 begins this way, "For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin." We must watch because Jesus did. He didn't give himself to sin or selfish pursuits. Christ is the ultimate watcher and prayer, and if we're going to have his mind and follow his steps, we'll have to follow this example to watch and pray. And then you come to verse 2, "that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God." And from verse 2 down to verse number 7, he basically articulates the fact that our time is short. This phrase, "the rest of his time," is thought-provoking, isn't it? What will you do with the rest of your time? Nobody knows how much time we have, but with whatever time you have left, what will you do with it? You can't go back and recapture wasted time, but what will you do with the rest of your time? Someday, God will call time. Time will be up. He uses this phrase in verse number 7, "the end of all things is at hand." There'll be an end to time, and then we go into eternity. So what's going to matter at the end? What's going to matter to you when Jesus comes? That's what you ought to consider. That's what you ought to give your life to. Then, in the verses that follow verse number 7, he deals with those around us. He says in verse 8, "Above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one toward another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen." So, we must watch because Jesus did. We must watch because our time is short. We must watch because there are many people around us that need to be ministered to. They're everywhere. Watchful praying people will work at their relationships. Watchful prayer will produce right relationships. In fact, there are three words I want you to remember. Remember these three words. They all come from Peter's passage here in 1 Peter chapter 4. The first is the word charity. What is charity? Charity is just the love of God. And by the way, in the passage, it says charity covers a multitude of sins. The greatest evidence of the love of God is forgiveness. We say we love God. We say we love others. But is there anyone you need to forgive today? Is there anyone you need to release and give them to God? The love of God enables you to do what you could never do on your own. And by the way, charity is different than sympathy. Charity is different than empathy. Sympathy is having pity for what somebody else is feeling. Empathy is feeling what they're feeling because you've been there. But charity is loving like God does. No matter how you feel, no matter what you think, sympathy and empathy, that could be my heart, or that could be me trying to get their heart, but charity is getting God's heart. Only as you watch and pray, only as you're a prayerful person, will you begin to develop and God will begin to put in you that divine love. The second word is not only charity, it's the word hospitality. He says, use hospitality one to another without grudging. That means cheerful service, gracious without grumbling. I am convinced hospitality opens doors for the gospel. I can't think of anything that really shows the love of Jesus any more than hospitality. It's love in action. It's charity with hands and charity with feet. Could you open your home? Could you open your time to minister to people in some way, to demonstrate hospitality, to be an encouragement, to be a blessing? See, watching and praying isn't just done in the prayer closet. It affects every relationship. The third word, the first is charity, the second is hospitality, the third is ministry. He said, minister as if the ability God giveth. Pass on what has been given to you. Watch and pray, my brother. Watch and pray, my sister. And then the whole chapter closes, beginning in verse number 12 down to verse number 19 with suffering. What do you think about that? Boy, that sounds positive, doesn't it? Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as you're partaker of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. The last verse of the chapter, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Can I just tell you, there's only one way that you can keep the right attitude in persecution. When you're having a tough time and people are pushing back, only one way, and that is as you watch and pray. Interesting, this chapter opens and closes with suffering. It opens with Christ's suffering and closes with our suffering. And you'll only be ready for the suffering as you live near to the throne of Almighty God. Watch and pray. It'll help you be like Jesus. It'll help you make the most of whatever time you have left. It'll help you minister and show the love of God to those around you, and it will prepare you for whatever difficulty lies ahead. You know, most prayer today is more like sleep talking. You ever talk in your sleep? You ever walk in your sleep? I think sometimes our prayer is sleep talking. No, we must be wide awake. Most Christian living is sleep walking. We must be wide awake. To watch is to be in tune with God and in touch with heaven. I've enjoyed so much this study with you on watching and praying, but I must tell you, now comes the real test. I don't want you just to have a head full of knowledge and a page full of notes. I want you to have a heart that is wide awake and full of God. I'm praying that from this day forward, you will live every day as a child of light, wide awake, alert to God, watching and praying. Father, in Jesus' name, stamp this truth on our souls. Remind us of it often by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And raise up an army of good soldiers of Jesus Christ who will keep watching and praying. In Jesus' name, amen.
Are you guilty of the sin of prayerlessness? Do you know the mechanics of prayer, the form, the right words, but struggle to pray, to have a consistent prayer life? Scott would like to provide a resource for you that he believes can help create habits of prayer in your life. His resource, 30 Days of Prayer, is available for download on our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, and also in the show notes. We thank you for listening, and we hope you will join us for each lesson from this series. and may the Lord help us as we seek to have a consistent prayer life.